You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, April 4th. It won't stop raining. Episode 3662, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
And for some reason, I've completely lost the Friday opener. It's not on my list anymore. So we'll make believe the music's playing.
And how about this? It's Friday. Yay! Everybody is going underwater because you're swimming in your arena. And it's just terrible. And it's springtime, and now it's warm enough to where the bugs are starting to come out. So enjoy your weekend, everybody.
It was 95 here yesterday.
So. Oh, are your bugs out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Director Ron Davis of the Harry and Snowman documentary is going to join us today to chat about this amazing story and what he wants to do next. Plus, we're going to announce a new group of really bad ad prizes, and we have a new batch of really bad ads all coming up on today's show. I don't think we're going to do a post show today because I do have something to get to after, so I apologize to the auditors for that. Well, what a wild few days for many of you listening right now. We have a lot of listeners in the middle part of the country. Get this, over the last, from Wednesday into Thursday, over that 24 hours, the National Weather Service issued 728 warnings for tornadoes.
Tornado warning!
Severe thunderstorms and flash flooding, 728.
You know how I know? You know how I believe that?
Because heard, I think 50 of them.
700 of them are here.
It's the highest amount of warnings in a day since 2011. Oh, it's crazy. It was a crazy night, wasn't it? Now,
I was up at 4 a.m. and brought my horses in
this morning.
Yeah, because I knew it was coming, but I didn't want to leave them up all night without it coming. And I have the most perfect thunderstorm warning alarm clock. Like it's amazing. Like the second any storm rolls in, my alarm goes off, and her name is Winx, and she's about 25 pounds, and she feels like 150 when she jumps on you in the middle of the night to let you know that a storm is coming.
Well, I texted you that night. What was it, Wednesday night when it was the worst? Yeah. And I was chatting with Lisa. Lisa Wysocki had just gotten home to Tennessee, and you know, Tennessee's been hit hard by all of this. And you know, she does not really have a shelter. I said, "Where do you go?" And she said, "I don't know many places to go." But she gets flooded out really bad. And of course, she's been nothing but flooded since this all started because Tennessee's been getting hammered for days. That's what's making this one so weird is it's just day after day in the same area, same spot. Kentucky got clobbered.
I mean, this storm is going from Texas all the way up to Toronto is what I saw, like this line of storms. Anyway, so I'm glad to know I'm not alone in Oklahoma. Y'all are going to taste of what like normal springtime is like here. But I'm really sorry about going through this. I just want to ride the horse. I had a competition this weekend and they had to postpone it. So.
Oh, did they? Yeah. You were going to an event, weren't you?
Yes, my first ever event with these, but they pushed it up a week. They didn't cancel it, so I'm hoping
the rain stops by next weekend.
Yeah, good God.
All right, let's do some daily whinnies. Well, happy birthday to a couple of our auditors, Catherine Banner and Allison Laura. Happy birthday to both of you. We hope you have a terrific weekend. Also, a daily whinny goes out to Julie Broadway. She's host of the American Horse Council podcast, which you hear once a month here on Horses in the Morning. And she was nominated for the AHP Vision Award. Remember, I was nominated for that last year. It's for visionaries in the media world or the horse world.
Is that the one that you lost?
Yes.
Yeah.
Monty's been nominated for for it a number of times too. I'm happy to say I'm in the category with Monty. We both lost out a word now.
So you're both, I'm in good company. Awesome losers.
But also nominated this year for the Vision Award was Carol Herder, founder and president of Cavallo Hoof Boots, who we're going to have on here shortly because they have a new revolutionary thing coming out that's going to change the way technology and boots are handled. So
and everything about that whole company is amazing. They're so charitable and I love everything about them.
So, yeah. So we're going to have her on about that. I'll probably get to catch up with her at HP in May too. So anyway, congratulations to both of them. That's well deserved on both counts.
I have some new friends and I would like to give a daily whinny to Kate and Lindsay Anderson. That's right. Hi, Kate. So Kate sent me her two, Kate and Lindsay brought me a couple, and their husband, Dad, brought me a couple horses to train, and they drove quite a ways to get them here. And I've got Cal, who is a 3-year-old warm blood baby, and Sterling is Kate's Hanoverian show horse. I've got to tell you, it's an elephant. I don't know how this child rides this horse. It is an elephant. Like, this is the biggest, giantest warm blood I've ever seen. I mean, he's got to be close to 18 hands, but he's also like as wide as you can imagine. And so they.
I hope Farm Boy's still there.
Oh, no, no. See, Farm Boy and I do this thing like before the horses come. Sterling, the giant horse, is a hunter horse, and he's got some behavioral things that they just want me to assess and kind of look at and fix and see what I can do. And then Cal is a young 3-year-old gelding that needs to be started. So in the world, I was like, well, obviously you're not going to ride an English hunter horse. And so you start that one and I'll do this one. And we do them together. But and so then they come and I was like, oh, I lost.
Get out the stepladder.
Oh my God, I need a ladder. This is the most giant horse I've ever. Oh my God. He's like, well, this one wins the award for the biggest we've had. And I was like, yeah, have you guys measured him? No, they haven't measured him. I'm like, how do you, I don't even think my tape goes that high. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
You have an extra large mounting blocks with like 7 steps. Is that what you do?
I have a 3-step. Okay. I
need a 7-step.
I need a 7-step. If they make
the older you get, the higher the mounting block gets.
Oh my gosh. And they're just both beautiful animals. But I'm just like, as you put them on the trailer, I was like, what is that? What is that? That's not a horse. That is an elephant. So we've got Cal and the elephant that are here for training. And I just wanted to also, I told him, I'm like, listen, you're going to have to pick them up a week later. Because I can't do anything right now because everything is flooded. They bring me the horses and then it just doesn't stop raining. So just giving you guys a little heads up. You can leave them here as long as needs
to go. Water obstacle practice. Oh, wait a minute. Hunters don't do that, do they?
I know, right? We'll get little Cal going through some water obstacles.
He'll be an inventor in no time.
Oh my gosh. It is crazy how wet it is and how I'm. And but you know what's cool is I put them out because Sterling doesn't like to be in a stall. Which is Cal is probably pissed about, but Sterling, they both stand in the sheds all day. They've been just fine and they're eating their round bale and then going and hanging out in the shed. So everything is fine. They're totally fine. Everything is good. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to them. Kate is going to, at the end of all this, when it ever ends the rain, she's going to come and spend the weekend with me and do some lessons and stuff. Yay. So,
well, I am still a bachelor and I'm happy to report, knock on wood, that there's been no more disasters.
Why would you jinx yourself like that?
Although I did go buy more fencing yesterday, just in case.
Oh my God, you're not. We taught with Bear and I have an explicit rule that if we think something is going to be, we're anticipating things going very poorly and they are going really well, we don't talk about it till it's over.
Okay, I'll wait till she gets back.
That's the moment the horse flips over and bucks you off or does something like, oh, this is really nice. Bam, they break in half. So we don't talk about it till it's over. So you don't get to, no, you're, so it's too late for you now. It's too late for you. You're toast.
Well, we're going to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to play a trailer for you. And I know many of you saw this already, probably years ago, though. I know Jamie just watched it recently, and that's the Harry and Snowman documentary. But
yeah, I showed it to Anna.
Yeah, you just watched it recently. We both saw it in the theaters. But we're getting Ron Davis on, who's the director of that. And there's a reason we're having him on. Bear with us. We never did talk to him after this, so it's kind of fun to talk to him anyway. But I want to play you the trailer because it really does set the stage and kind of gets you in the mood for it all as well.
Frequently Asked Questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I know my older horse will benefit from a joint supplement, but can it help my younger horse too? Yes, it can. The joints of young horses experience daily wear and tear that can lead to joint degeneration over time. A well-balanced joint supplement provides the building blocks necessary to support healthy cartilage and synovial fluid so horses stay sounder longer. Joint Armor is the product of choice for younger horses. It provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Joint Armor is herb-free, so there is no worry about it testing in show horses. Betsy sent us the following comments after she started her 5-year-old quarter horse mare on Joint Armor. My vet recommended I try Joint Armor. After 10 days, I couldn't believe the difference. She is now floating across the arena and willingly forward with impulsion and suspension. I am thrilled. She is happier too, ears up and a soft eye. Thank you for such a great product. You can learn more about Joint Armor at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
In 1956, my dad went to New Holland, Pennsylvania, to an auction to look for cheap horses. If a horse didn't get sold, it went to the killers.
There was a white Amish plow horse. The same time I looked at him, he looked down to me. Snowman and I clicked right away. I paid $80 for him.
Snowman was about to be destroyed only 5 short years ago.
Mr. Dallaire is the man who saved the legendary horse, Snowman.
Down deep, the two of them were connected, and somehow both of their lives were going to be affected forever.
I came to this country with nothing in my pocket. Snowman and me, we made it to the top of the world.
Oh, can't that horse put on a big jump?
Harry was quite the competitor. He really thought no matter what he was riding, that he could beat the big guy.
All eyes this week have been on underdogs Harry Dallaire and Snowman. They've been on an unprecedented East Coast winning streak. Harry Dallaire and Snowman have done it. They have won the 1958 Triple Crown.
His driving force was never quit. A man never give up.
He got so close to me. He got so close to my kids that he was part of the family.
Snowman would do anything my dad asked of him, and I believe that is because Snowman understood that my dad saved him.
Snowman was more than just a horse to me. He was my best friend.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on.
So Jamie and I both saw this movie in the theater when it came out. I remember we went to Gainesville to see it because it was in select theaters. And I live in Ocala, Florida. And when we went to Gainesville, the theater was packed because, you know, it's all horse people here. So
yeah, I saw it actually on my birthday. We were in Phoenix. We had to drive to Scottsdale, Arizona to see it. It was like the perfect birthday date night, like dinner and Harry and Snowman. And I'm so excited to have you on to talk about it. I'm sorry we're like a million years late having you on, but
no, it's a story that has lived on for 60 plus years and it will continue to live on. So there's no timing issue with it.
Where did your interest in Harry and Snowman, where did that start? Because you made documentaries before, but it had nothing to do with horses from what I saw.
No, I had not done horses before. I was finishing up something for HBO and called Miss You Can Do It. And the book, The $80 Champion, came out about the story of Harry and Snowman. And I knew who Harry Dallaire was from the 80s as the galloping grandfather, but I did not know. I was, you know, not born yet in the 50s. And a friend of mine on the dog walk said, you know, you should do this story as your next documentary. And I thought, okay. And I found someone who knew Harry. I thought it was an amazing story. And within 2 weeks, we were filming.
Well, Elizabeth Letts was on our show in 2011 when the book came out. So, I mean, that's right. How, that's
believe
how
it
long
or not,
we've
I never actually
this.
Read the book. I never read the book.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
No, because I wanted it to be, I mean, my friend told me the story on the dog walk, but I didn't want to read the book because I wanted to be the audience and I wanted to be learning about it as it was unfolding and as I was, you know, filming it.
Well, of course, for the two people in our audience who don't know the story, this is the story of Harry Dallaire and how he bought this horse Snowman. It was at the New Holland auction, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. It's why I bought several horses from the New Holland auction over the years. And he bought that horse for $80. It was going to go to the meat or glue factory and then turned into a champion. By the way, Ron, none of my horses ever turned into a champion. So kind of upset.
I got the 99% of all the horses out there have not turned into champions from a glue truck.
That's true.
Weird.
So how long did it take you to put this together?
I think we shot for, it was in 2014 or 15, for probably about 8 or 9 months. We followed Harry around to different shows and interviewed the family. And then we took probably another year to edit it. It was, believe it or not, it was very difficult to edit. The first version of this film that we did, it was called a rough cut, was so boring. it didn't work at all. But documentaries, until they are working, they don't. They're terrible until they're not, until they're good. But let's say a year and a half, at least.
What changed in the edit to make it not boring?
You know, we had so many different iterations of it. I don't remember. It just Snowman wasn't elevating to this, like, you know, star magnetism. And I just don't remember what wasn't working, but the story was a little discombobulated. It was a little too linear. It just didn't have any pizzazz to it. And I had two editors. We had to hire two or three different composers to get the music right, because the tendency was to go a little bit too Hallmarky, too schmaltzy, too sweet. And we didn't want to, you know, because the story already was that. So it just took a lot of people, and a lot of people got fired along the way. It's terrible to say that, but it just wasn't working. And then when we got the right editor and the right assistant editor and the right composer, all the magic came together and it came to what it is now.
God, the music's so important in this kind of documentary too.
Very much. It can kill it. It can kill it or it can make it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in any movie for that matter.
And I mean, the fact that it took you a year and a half after the fact, it makes me understand why when we were talking before we started recording, you were asking when this was going to come out. And we're like, it'll be out in an hour. And you're like, what?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what do you mean in an hour?
We're on a tight ship.
I wouldn't even be transcribed in an hour.
Believe me, when we started this show, you know, 15 years ago, things didn't happen that fast. So technology's helped us.
So I want to know, like, from what you knew of the story on the dog walk to going to meet Harry, what kind of things surprised you or impressed you the most?
You know what? I think I was surprised at how down to earth he was and how humble he was about the whole story. I mean, granted, he's had 50 years to you know, put together his elevator pitches, and, you know, he's a very charming guy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what surprised me most. I thought he'd have a little bit more arrogance to him.
You know, when watching it, you're like, okay, obviously when he was younger, he was quite the showman, you know, quite the showman, but also he had such a soft spot for this horse. So it's like this big showman, I'm going to win all the championships and I'm going to do all the things, but then like to put all his kids on the horse and have him swimming in the lake. Like, it was just seemed like such a family man. And then of course there's the, you know, the twist later on with his family, but it just seemed like he was such a determined guy. And then, yeah, to see him later on, he's, you know, old and walking around there adjusting jumps and teaching lessons, and he just kind of never quit.
He never quit. That's exactly what it was. I mean, he lived for those animals, and then not just the horses, all his animals. You know, we didn't get a lot into it in the movie, but there was dogs everywhere and animals. It just, you know, and the dogs followed him around, you know, as if he were, you know, not just their master, but, you know, he was just like a whisperer in some way. Wow. And he just kept going all the way to the end. I mean, literally to the end, he was out there, like you said, teaching and giving lessons. He embodied that. All of it. That's all he wanted to do in his whole life. I mean, you know, and at the peril of his family.
Yeah.
You know, he died in 2021. He was 95. I mean, he lived a long life. He really did.
Really long life. And he was able to live it, you know, the way he wanted to, till almost till the end. Just the last couple of years, you know, when he was losing his, he had memory care issues, but really not till his 90s.
I think what I noticed in the documentary, having aging parents too, and like trying to reflect back on your life, I think you did a fantastic job of showing, like, to the interview with his kids who are, you know, grown ass people now, to show the interview where like they had a healthy respect, but also they also had a little bit of like angst along with this whole journey, but also love for the, it was, you just did a great job of kind of showing all of the emotions of kind of being in that life as a kid.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, clearly he was a tough father. I mean, I think that's, you know, a light way of saying it. And the kids, you know, had a really, really tough upbringing. You know, it was hard. They all worked really hard. He was, you know, expected the best from them as he did from himself. And so there was, you could see it in their faces and in their interview that they're, you know, they're a little torn. I mean, everybody loves their parents and wants, you know, wants their dad. But there's also the reality of what life must have been like for them and how hard they had to work growing up and how tough it was. You know,
and I mean, he had a very tough upbringing too. So I think he kind of carried that into his like raising family. Like, this is the way it is. Like, you've got it made kind of thing. I don't know. I just think you did a fantastic job. So what are you trying to do now? Tell everybody.
What we're trying to do now is, and I've always wanted to do this, was to bring Harry and Snowman to the big screen as a scripted feature, like a Seabiscuit or a Secretariat. I always felt like he deserved it, that his story was worthy as any of the other big, you know, horses stories that were out there. And in fact, actually in 1960, MGM optioned, they paid Harry $100,000 in 1960 for his life story. And they were planning on making a movie out of it. And for whatever reason, it just, you know, it never got off the ground. I always imagined in like a boardroom, there'd be like the Secretariat, Seabiscuit, and the Snowman story. And with a whole room full of people saying, which one should we make? And the racehorse ones just seemed to have more excitement. I figured that's because it was jumping. They just fell by the wayside. So what we're trying to do now, we hired a writer. We have a script. And we want to bring Snowman's story to the big Hollywood movie screen.
You know,
I would almost say you start this story back on his dad's farm helping the Jews escape in World War II. I mean, you got a whole nother element there as far as the movie is concerned.
Oh, absolutely. In the script, we do a lot with the flashbacks to Harry, you know, living through the war in Holland and how that shaped him as a young person and as a young man, and how it shaped his relationship to the horses and to animals because of what he, you know, what he saw. So we do, you know, we're able to, in a scripted film, you're able to go into different places that you can't necessarily go in a documentary.
Yeah. I mean, he used to ride his horse out to look for wounded pilots that had come down.
Yeah.
I mean,
and saved all the horses. Yeah. And that's what's cool about this kind of movie, just like the Seabiscuit movie, is you can kind of parallel it to what was happening in the world at the time, you know, and kind of the challenges of just existing in the 60s and 50s and the wars and everything. So it does have a lot of kind of cultural and historical significance. And oh my God, I want to buy a snowman plushie after it's all over, because like, there's going to be like a super cute gray horse and snowman. Okay, let's see it. I want to help you find the horses, and I'll do some riding in the background. It's fine.
Perfect.
I'll do it for free.
So what do you need help with?
What we're looking for, like I said, we have the script. You know, I bought the copyrights to the original book. We wrote another book. We have the documentary. So we have all of Harriet Dallaire has agreed to be a consultant on the film. So we have all the components. But my experience is in the documentary world for the last 15 years. So I, you know, we're looking for people that may know producers, executive producers, production companies, directors, anybody that can guide us into getting this, you know, made into a feature film.
You're shopping a script.
Any advice? Shopping a script, agents, you know, we have like 15 to 20,000 fans that signed up during that nine years ago when we were, you know, making the film. And so I reached out to all of them because those are the people who love the story the most. And everybody knows somebody and everything's about, you know, getting a door opened. And I just needed, you know, some doors open to help us navigate this new world to get this film made.
Well, I might have some contacts there that I'll definitely forward them on. And we'll see, you know, well, I would love to see this made too. I mean, just the whole story of his whole life, not just, you know, not just Snowman, but there's so much more to it too.
It's really, I mean, Harry and Snowman was it was a story about this man named Harry Dallaire, but Snowman was the star of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I always describe it, because really, I mean, Harry's whole life for 95 years was just so amazing and so many ups and downs. But Snowman was really only 4 years. If you think about it, it was a 4 year window from 58 to 62 where he was a star. And then, the rest of it's Harry's life.
Well, you think I didn't think about it in the 4 year context of a 95 year life.
Yeah.
It's a blip.
But it defined him.
Yeah.
You know, that 4 year blip where, you know, it was just they were on a meteoric rise. You know, there was no drama. Snowman really didn't get hurt anything significant, like, you know, whether it's a Seabiscuit or something like that. You know, all of the drama in Harry's life happened a little bit later, you know, when Snowman was retired.
So how can people get in touch with you to help you if they have any ideas?
They can go to my website and reach me through that. It's docutainmentfilms.com. That's DOCUTAINMENT. It's like documentaries and entertainment films.com. And you can click on the email there and reach out to me. And, you know, everybody knows somebody. I mean, we've had so many great responses now and from directors and producers and people that want to see it. And no lead is too small or insignificant. You just never know.
Well, we'll do what we can to help you, Ron. I love this idea.
And I appreciate it. And you will be my guests when we premiere it.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there. We love that stuff. All right. Let us know. Keep in touch, you know, if you do get going to get this made, and we'll follow your journey as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And to anybody out there that thinks they may know somebody, you know, thank you for reaching out and you know, giving us a hand.
Equine Discounts provide exclusive discounts on nationally known products for everyone in the horse world. Current partners include John Deere, Big Ass Fans, Sherwin-Williams, ODP Business Solution, Farmers Insurance, and Pets Best. They offer equine members steep discounts on everything from paint, fans, office supplies, and pet insurance to farm equipment such as tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and gators. Anyone with a paid membership, this is the key. This is the part we didn't know before we started having them on. Anyone with a paid membership to any equine association, that's anyone, breed, discipline, doesn't matter. English, Western, doesn't matter. If you're have a paid membership to any equine association, you qualify for equine discounts. So, and it's whether you're a member
what?
Of them. Yeah, that's it. Any association. You don't have to be like USEF or any of those. So if belong to a national association or a local equine affiliate, you qualify for being a member of the equine world, and you qualify for these equine discounts. A percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Go to equinediscounts.com to learn how you can save money. I mean, the John Deere, some of it was like 20% off tractors and stuff. It's a lot.
Why have I never known about this?
I know. Wait, I didn't know about it either. So
equinediscounts.com, and I go on and I can just get this stuff. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. And I mean, I do qualify as a board member for the Oklahoma Combined Training Association.
You do. That's an association. It's true. You would qualify even if you weren't a board member and just a member. So, equinediscounts.com. So before we get to really bad ads, your show was canceled. So now what? You're just going to go wading in the pool?
Oh my gosh, we have some huge farm news actually that I need to. Yeah, yeah, and it's like it's met with a mix of very happy and very sad. And I'm very happy for Barrett, and I'm very sad for Barrett, farm boy, because this weekend, Friday, his horse, who he's been training for a year and a half, is going to go and is being sold this weekend. Now, the happy
part. That's
right,
because he's going on to a real life.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was
not that your life with him wasn't real. I'm just.
I know. It's fine. No, it's not. It's not real. But so I kind of talked to a friend of mine at Maytag Mountain Ranch, TJ, who runs the ranch, and he came down to, he was visiting, and he saw Friday out in the field, and he was like, oh, I want that horse. And I was like, that's a giant thoroughbred. What would you need with it? And of course, you know, Barrett's been training him Western and stuff. And so TJ said, well, if you can get him to do this, 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 and this, I'll buy him. And I mean, nothing to sneeze at financially either. So Barrett has been working incredibly hard. He can swing a rope off of him. You can crack a bullwhip. That was one of the things TJ wanted to do because they drive cows. He would say, I want to crack a bullwhip on him. And so you can crack a bullwhip on Friday. You can do, I mean, just everything to this horse. Barrett has done such a fantastic job finishing this horse. And so he's going to his new home tomorrow. So TJ gets in tonight from Colorado to pick him up and drive him home tomorrow.
This is the Colorado people you go.
Yeah, yes. He's gonna go to Maytag Mountain Ranch.
Like he's gonna live with Zeus.
Yes, he's gonna meet Zeus, and he's gonna meet Billy, and he's gonna meet Ponzer. I'm so excited for Friday because, like, this is the ultimate life for a horse, and the fact that Barrett, you know, this is great money for him to get started with, and
great.
Just. It's awesome, but I'm also he's still gonna be here like a month and a half, and now he doesn't have a horse, and he's very sad. It's funny though. Like we have worked so hard to make sure that all the wheels are greased on Friday. He's had his teeth done. He has had fresh shoes on. He's been to the chiropractor. Yesterday, I took him to the chiropractor and the osteopath. So he got osteopath and chiro yesterday. We've been treating for ulcers. We did a course of EPM treatment just because it's Oklahoma and you do that. Like we have done everything to make sure we're handing a very shiny penny to TJ tomorrow morning. So we're really excited. I'm excited for him, but like, oh my God, Friday's not going to be here. And we're like really sad. So I'm happy, sad.
Now, I want to get back to the bullwhip. He doesn't let you do that, does he? Because that sounds dangerous in your hands.
I won't even crack it on the ground.
Oh, that's fine. Like, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm going to put my eye out. You know, when we had the clinic here in the fall, Barrett taught all the girls how to do it, but he made everybody responsibly wear protective eyewear because apparently you can like bullwhip your eyeball. I didn't know that.
Yeah, those things are, they're done right. They're amazing. I'm glad to hear it. Well, and that's very exciting for him too. Puts a little money in his pocket before he goes off into the world.
It does, and it gives a horse. So the thing with Friday, when we adopted him from Horsin' Out, his name was Mace to Park, and he was one of the horses that came to us for training, and he was 6 years old, but he was unable to jump because he had a chip in his knee removed, so he's just not clear to jump for that. So that's when, you know, Barrett adopted him and has just made him the most ultimate 16 three-hand cow pony. But TJ's tall and they're really excited about it. And TJ loves gray horses. It's like his weakness. So I'm so excited for Friday to go and show off his skills at the ranch. And like, actually, he's going to be, this is a racehorse who's going to be pushing cattle in Colorado. I'm so
I mean, it turned out on 1,000 acres. I mean, it's heaven for
3,000. 3,000, Glenn.
Heaven for a horse. Yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's, I mean,
he doesn't want to live in Colorado.
And he's going to be besties with Zeus. Like, I mean, it's so great. So everything is awesome. I'm really excited for congratulations to Maytag for getting a nice horse. And also congratulations to Barrett for, I mean, but he worked so hard. This is a kid that's out here when it's snowing or raining. And he, even though the horse was, he just worked harder when he knew. And that's the kind of human that I want everybody to be. And I try to be is like, when you know, you have an end goal and he met that goal. He's like, what else can we do? But let's teach him to come to the mounting block. Let's teach him this. Let's teach him. I mean, just the great, he's just such a great kid. I'm not going to be okay in May. Okay. He's going to leave and Aaron's going to leave.
All right, let me play this.
I'll say, pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to
mind
sooner
off of
later.
It.
Oh my
he
God.
He says one thing and he means another. But, hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
You know, I usually, or I thought about cutting the length of that bumper down, but usually by this time of the week, we need a long bumper just to chill out. So it's like... to get our heads in a really bad ad space.
Okay. It's okay. Good.
It's time
it's
for
like
really bad ads.
Pavlov. It's like Pavlov. Like I hear that music and I just switch right over.
It's time for really bad ads, that time of the week when our listeners submit ads either from Craigslist or Facebook and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And it's also that time of the month where we announce new prizes. And we got three new prizes for you. The first is two of the betting blockers. Have you ever heard of a betting blocker?
No, oh, no.
It's this thing that installs at the bottom. Now, you have to have a certain kind of barn, but it's a thing that installs at the bottom of the doorway of your stall. And what it does is it keeps the bedding from going out into the aisleway or keeps the outside, you install it on the outside, it keeps the mud from coming into the stall. So it's called a bedding blocker, and we're going to be giving two of those away. It reduces the time spent on cleaning, but also maximizes the wastage of costly bedding. And the bristles are designed to allow easy passage of wheelbarrows and carts, and I've seen this in use. As I said, it wouldn't work in our kind of barn, but if you have a nicer barn than ours, then these are like if you have Reese's barn, these are perfect. But it's called the bedding blocker, and we're going to give two of those away. So, and then the following products are provided by horselovers.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at horseloverswithaz.com. What do we have first?
Well, we've got the Carrots Horse Grooming Barn Caddy. And this is like a souped up version of a barn caddy. Organization is easy with this barn caddy thanks to multiple interior and exterior quick access pockets, strategically split to securely hold essential items in place, dual carry handles, and a shoulder strap make it easy to travel from the tack room to the trailer to the side of the arena. And they have a durable mesh bottom that allows dust and debris to fall through. And that is the biggest problem with like when you're like grooming tote is all dirt balls in the bottom of it. So this one has a bottom that everything gets to fall through. So water resistant nylon, easy to clean, holds up to the rigors of barn life. This is a $60 barn caddy. Like this thing is awesome.
It really is. And I'm glad that we're giving anything Carrots is quality.
I know. So. It's true.
Plus, we'll have two more winners. We'll each get three 45-ounce bags of stud muffins. Including the original. Everybody's going to want these. Including
oh, my God. I thought you said pounds, ounces. I'm like, yes, how are they going to ship out 45 pounds?
Did I say pounds?
No, you said ounces, but I'm an idiot, it's fine.
Pounds would be a lot.
45
But three 45-ounce bags, that's a lot of pounds anyway. Original stud muffins, stud muffin slims, and stud muffins peppermint. I don't know if I even have to talk about stud muffins. We all know what they are. They're hand-baked and made with quality, high-quality ingredients. Do you realize that this was the first treat we ever advertised on the Horse Radio Network 17 years ago? So I've known this woman for a long time, and I'm so excited that she's given away. If you've never tried stud muffins, you really need to. They're the perfect choice. Now they have the low sugar ones. That's what stud muffin slims are. That's Scooter's variety. And then they have minty ones, the peppermint ones too. So check them out today at any store. You'll find stud muffins at any store, but you can also buy them at horseloverswithaz.com to get yours.
I love stud muffin slim.
Yes.
That's cool.
that's Scooter's variety. All right. Really bad ads. It's time for that. We won't have time to get to them all. There were a lot that we weren't getting to this week, but we might get to them in future weeks. So Michelle and Savannah, sorry, we're not going to have time for yours this week. But Debbie sent in her own. And what's the rule?
If you send in your own voice recording of you reading an ad, you get double the entries for the prizes. If you send in you reading the entry and you're using an accent not of your own, triple baby.
Oh, you're going to love what accent she's using.
Good morning, guys. This is Debbie from Southwest Kansas. I have an entry for your really bad ad section, and I'm going to describe the picture first. This is a stock trader, a gooseneck stock trader, and it was, I think, at some point red. It is pale mauve bordering on lilac at this point around the rust. Rust, lots of rust. And the tires are flat, and there's no way, I'd put my horse in that thing. Anyway, here's the write-up. Oklahoma. Really nice 16x6 WW gooseneck stock trailer. I take a partial trade on the right horses or goats. Trailer's in great shape. The paint is a little faded, but the only rust on it is a little surface rust. It has been took care of and cleaned out after every use. The body is straight. It has good floor and rubber mats. Tires look like new. The wiring needs a little work. The calves chewed the plug off. No punctuation here. Calves chewed the plug off. Sales with the bill of sale. Asking $3,500. For more info, please call or text me at, and it's somewhere in Oklahoma. I hope y'all have a good day.
It might be the one across the street.
How was her accent, by the way? Does she get a...
That was pretty darn good, Oklahoma, but she's in Kansas, so she knows it. She's heard it.
Andrew sent this one in.
Nice, Debbie.
Andrew sent this one in. Ohio horses only.
Oh, God.
Looking for a cheap horse for a friend? Have 5XX in hand. Won't go any higher. No bag of bones or crazies. Nothing high maintenance. This will be for a first-time horse owner as well. They don't see horses as anything more than farm animals, which is why they won't go higher than the price stated. Not sure why my previous post was removed other than discrimination. And I love the first comment. Can't even get a cow for $500, much less a riding horse.
You know what? I think it's such a great idea, though, is like if you are out and you're like, I'm going to own a horse for the first time. I'm going to give $500 and put my kids on it. What could possibly go wrong, Glenn? What could possibly go wrong?
You can get a quality riding horse now for $500. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, you can at the Jones auction on Saturday morning.
Oh, this actually, they included a screenshot. Did you see what the next Facebook page was at the bottom there? All you can eat memes. I want to join that one.
Don't even know. I don't even know what's going on in the world. Faye sent the next one in, and this is Southeast Georgia Horse and Tack. Oh, God.
I gave you this one.
Why do you do this to me?
It makes my Friday before we go into the weekend.
Okay, well, here's a picture. It's obviously a mini getting his feet trimmed. Like, there's a farrier working on the mini, and this guy holding the lead rope.
This is the only picture they had was when the farrier was working on the mini.
Yeah. Here's the title. Here's the ad. Oh, I hate you for doing this to me. I'm looking for anyone needing a stud for mating. He is not for sale. I'm in Woodbury, Georgia. I'm sorry. What? He can't reach anything that needs a stud for mating. Number one. Number two, yell that what are you doing?
I love giving you those. Give the next one, too.
You gave me the next one, too. God. Okay. It's from the North Idaho Horse Network. I'm going to start doing these in the ads. I'm going to start picking who gets which one. Okay, so here's
a
picture.
Your mind off all the water outside.
Yeah, thanks, because I don't see it flowing right in front of me in the window. Okay, so this picture is of a guy on a gray horse. What is all the crap on that horse?
It looks like 25 sets of reins for some reason.
There's like four halters and bridles on this thing, I don't know. There's a lot of equipment that is old and faded, but also stuck on the shirts, like two or three halters and like a bridle and like a tied ugly couple. There's a couple of things, and there's reins everywhere. And the ad is, this is the North Idaho Horse Network. God, I hate you. We are tired of feeding this gelding. We don't have time for him. Who wants a pack horse or riding project? Been rode a couple times, but has lots of packing miles. 15 years old, $600. okay, let's call the person in the last ad. Because if they'll up their budget $100, they might get have this nice horse.
Perfect.
I will tell you that who sent this one in? Allison.
Yeah.
Allison, if this was close to me, do you know how fast I'm going to get this horse?
It's true.
Like, I would have to leave right now. Like, we're going to have to stop the show because I am getting in the car and going to get this 15-year-old little angel baby who needs love. And somebody, please.
Yeah, been rode a couple of times and has this kind of contraptions on its face tells me it did not go well the couple of times.
See, it makes sense now. It makes sense now. You know, he looks just like Cinco, that horse that I bought that violently.
I thought you were talking the guy. I thought...
Oh, that could, his name could be Cinco as well.
Sandra sent horses for sale in Texas.
Oh, Lord, my he's God. Doing a Texas accent. You got it, buddy.
This is a long one. Honest post time, y'all. Don't ask me a million questions because I probably won't reply. There's
what happened to your accent?
Oh, it went away. It's too long for an accent. There's plenty of info. Besides, a Texas accent is so slow, we'd be here all day. There's plenty of info posted to decide if you want this sandy-colored gal. I don't know. The term gal bothers me. I don't know. It's such an old term. I don't know why it bothers me so much.
It's sandy-colored gal. It's Texas.
Nobody
okay?
under 85 says gal.
Or in Texas. That's it.
I'm in my 60s. I've never said gal in my life.
Well, she's a nice gal. She's a swell gal. Jeepers. She's real swell gal.
6-year-old gray mare stands 13.3. Pros. Saddle's really nice, easy to catch, and lunges like a dream. 100% sound with clean legs. Do you want to know what the cons are?
Oh, no.
I ain't going to call this one a bronc because she don't buck good enough to spill your beer. But she'll sure try... this is hard to read. But she sure tries her best, and warming her up ain't stopped her from doing it yet. What the hell? Went to brush her butt flank area and almost got my head kicked off. She's more watchy than a tweaker at your local horse sale and as pissy as one of their three ex-wives when she finds out she ain't the only one.
Oh, my God.
What am I reading?
You may finish it.
She's still there.
Are you be okay? She may be okay.
She may ride or she may not. She's project priced and she's as cheap as she's going to get. We don't have time to deal with anything ill-mannered, and she was brought to us by a client to help her get her sold. She was supposed to be a good trail horse, and he got sometime last year fed her up, and she was too high-strung for him to want to ride her. What you see is what you get. No riding videos. Big surprise. You're buying her as she is, and I don't care if you want her, but for the price she's listed at, I can guarantee she will sail for what she's posted for, so don't waste my time complaining about a horse you ain't going to buy.
Good God!
Price is firm. By the way, it's $1,500 for this quality piece of horse right here, for this colored gal.
6-year-old mare, 13.3. So yep. It's a grumpy pony.
Well, probably because she was hauling this guy's ass around, and he's probably 6'2".
Oh, my God.
That was bad ad. Who sent that in? Sandra, that was a bad ad.
You understood the assignment. Way to go, Sandy. All right, Danielle sent the next one in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I feel like, Glenn, in the past, like recently, spelling has gotten better because I think just... It like phones and everything now correct your spelling without you having to do anything. However, this person does not have that phone.
But why do we keep getting these ads then? That's what drives me crazy. You know, this is what it is. I have a theory. I thought about this today, actually. Why do we get these bad ads with no punctuation? The spelling's all wrong when there's spell check on everything. I think some phones, you know how AI is teachable, AI learns. I think it sees this person typing and goes, I can't help them. And it just gets
done. I did my best.
Yeah, I'm just done here. It's just...
All right. Well, this is a Craigslist ad. And as you guys know, I can't look at Craigslist. Otherwise, a gray horse above would come live with me. All right. Well, Traied, bomb proof at Mare for trade and cash, $6,500. Wow.
In Oklahoma.
Oh, this is Oklahoma. Hell yeah. All right, y'all. It's an at Mare Kid. Oh, God, there's no punctuation. Hold on.
This tiny little print. I can't even read it.
Yeah. At Mayor Kid Proof, I'm not kidding or joking or pulling your leg. This mayor is 17 years old, dead broke, bomb proof, old lady proof. You can cross waters, climb hills, do anything that's spelled wrong, period. With her riding parades, period. Around noise, period. Go anywhere. She's all some sweet, lovely horse. Boo. Oh, I've never seen it spelled like this. Let me just spell this and you guys tell me what you think it says. B-U-E-I-I-F-U-L. Beautiful. Mayor dot 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 dot.
It's like they were saving the dots for the end.
We love her. I'll trade her for a horse and cash. Dot dot dot. Pay me your email. All the punctuation was at the end.
They were saving it. They only can use so many in a paragraph.
But here's the thing, Glenn. They love her. They love her. But you know what? We'll trade her for horse cash, anything. Just give her this damn
$6,500 for the 17-year-old. I don't know much else about
She's old lady proof, dead broke, bomb proof, waterproof, hill proof, parade proof, noise proof. She's got the proof.
She's well proofed.
To be fair, that's actually not really far from me.
It's a little over your budget, though. For rescue horses, anyway. Chloe sent this one in from Perth, Western Australia. I'm always so all happy when other countries have bad ads. Oh, it's a trailer.
Is it a trailer? Well, is it?
It was at one time. Well, I'm not even sure it was at one time. Old Taylor double horse float, not licensed anymore, was bought to fix up, but haven't gotten to it. Roof came off.
Is that how these become convertible? It just fell off.
Driving down the road, roof flew off. Roof came off. Crushed the car behind it. No, it didn't say that. Roof came off and was beyond fixing. $300. Okay, so it is a wooden trailer. I mean, it's a wooden two-horse trailer. You know how most of them are rounded front? This is a triangle in the front because it's homemade. And it looks like it had glass in windows, but there's only one.
It's like
one
they tried piece. To put plexiglass like when he was fixing it up and he just gave up. But it looks like the wood is like if they dismantled a pallet
wood.
And they put
that's what it looks
pallet
like.
Wood. Yeah,
that's what it looks like, and it's a completely rusted. And the wheels, well, the tires, there are none. So you know, there's that. But they want $300 for this, and I'm so glad that these things exist in other countries.
I love it. I mean, there's
and thank
there's
you, Chloe, no for listening from Perth, Western Australia. We appreciate
love
it.
Love it. All right, Debbie sent the next one.
I didn't do my Australian accent because
g'day,
I really don't have one. And I'm you don't either, you. So stop.
Yeah, oh, I'm so good at it. No, I did
She'll
not.
Stop okay. listening.
You're right. Sorry. Okay. Love you. I want to go. I want to be your best friend. Eastern Oregon horse community. Debbie sent this one in. Eastern Oregon horse community. No punctuation again. I hate you today.
Oh, they didn't even save it till the end. There's just none.
There's just none. Not a lick in this whole thing. But there's a lot of emojis, so we'll get to that. For consideration, Chestnut APHA registered 2024 Separate Rainbow Daughter out of Howl, the letter R. Oh, God. My jeans solid this sweet.
What?
I think the horse's name is How Are My Jeans, but there's no punctuation. It's important.
Are my jeans solid this sweet, Philly?
Ask if your jeans are solid and sweet.
Completely different meaning.
Oh, man. How are my jeans solid?
Okay, we're not in the post show. Let's go on.
This sweet filly is ready for a job. She would excel in any discipline, including roping, ranch work, and barrel racing. She is halter broke, stands tied great for the farrier trailer. Trained, likes attention, likes to be brushed, exposed to a saddle and saddle pad great. Confirmation asking 3700, all different emojis. Negotiable. To good home, PM me if interested. Thank you and God bless. Now, punctuation matters, people, but I would like to point out I did this yesterday because I thought, I mean, because I'm sorry, The winner of all winnings is Quarter Horse People and the names that they give their horses. Y'all know I love this. And I saw an ad on the Oklahoma Horse Sales Facebook page, and they had a list of the horses, like papers. And so, much like how are my jeans solid, I'm going to go with, I'm going to tell you about Chicks Poco Zan. Okay. Chicks Poco Zan. This is, I've got it on my phone saved. I had to save it because Chicks Poco Zan's dad is Pox Poco Zan's, whose dad is Watch Joe Pock, and mom is Zan's Poco Meta. Watch Joe Jack Cody. Okay, this is the grandpa's. Watch Joe Jack Cody, Peyton's Pack Billy, Poco Zan Par, Media Skip Star, Royal Lena San San, Peaches, On Time Chick, Jeans Fancy Rocket. Oh my God, maybe Jeans is some related to How Are My Jeans. Okay, Jeans Fancy Rocket. Fancy Rocket Chick. The dad's name is The Peach. The Peach. And then we've got...
Well, there's a famous APHA stallion with his own Facebook page called It's All in My Jeans.
Oh, no!
9,000 followers. That has to be related, right?
Well, It's All in My Jeans. Do you think that that horse is related to Jeans Fancy Rocket?
I think anything that's so APHA dirty. Has to be related if it has jeans in the name. That's what I think. They even have their own website. It's All in My Jeans.com. It's black and
what
white, too, by the way.
You people?
Your favorite. Paige sent this
My
one
name
in.
Is Watch Joe Jack Cody Poco Zambar Mita Jeans.
No. A lot of bad puns in there, too. Paige sent this one in. It's a long one. I got the long ones today. Apparently, I gave myself the long ones. I've screwed that up. Good quality, safe trail horses. I don't know where. Doesn't say.
Facebook page.
11-year-old, 14-H, appy-looking POA or POS. Don't matter. So, wow. POS, what I think? Mm-hmm. I was told this lady is broke to ride. I hopped on her for a second and even thought she didn't do anything stupid. You know how sometimes you get that gut feeling? Well, I got it, and I decided I was better off with my 2 feet on the damn ground. Her ground manners are downright marish. She's always pinning her ears and always turning what God gave her to you. She puts 2013 Miley Cyrus to shame.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
I've noticed the more I've hung out with her, the sweeter she gets. But it's like watching paint dry trying to get her to like you.
Alexa, play Miley Cyrus. You're all
No,
welcome.
Don't. We'll get banned. Maybe it's just me. Maybe she hates how I look. Maybe my face is kind of punchable, so I can't blame her. Feet are good. She's sound, and she's a son of a bee to catch. I have one video of her riding for like 10 seconds. No, you can't ride her here. I try to be one of those insurance policy holders that never have to give them a call. I can't believe I have to include this. She is very loved here, taken care of, living rent-free, and snatching treats from the barn kids. This ad was to put some humor in it. Well, you must have got
some
complainers.
You still hate her and want her gone.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes, exactly. By the way, she has this attitude. If you look at her picture down below, she
oh my God.
She does have the look like I'm going to kill you. Uh-huh. Wow, that was a ad there, Paige. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Our last one today is coming from Lorene, and hopefully she's in her car. We'll see. I don't know.
Good morning. It's Lorene Barden, and I'm going to read a really bad ad. And this is a Craigslist ad for, oh my God, I lost my ad again. Okay, it's for a black and white paint filly. And the ad is in all caps and no punctuation. So, black and white paint filly around 14 years old. Been a pet, never bred or broke. Gentle, just a big baby. She needs more attention than I can give her. She is beautiful. Not sure how many hands tall she is, but she is a big, tall girl. I am asking for a rehoming fee of $1,500 to a good home. She would make a great gift for your loved one.
Oh, God.
Call or text. So this is an unbroke horse, and I don't think it's going to be a great gift for a loved one. But okay, maybe a person you don't like, this would be a great gift for. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Lorene. We appreciate it.
Obviously, this horse needs training. I love it. I love it. She goes with their daughter.
Okay,
so she's
black
not
and white
people.
Mare. That was the top of your list as the worst horses to train. So I know who's not going to be taking that one.
Well, you remember, I don't make the list. I polled the audience, okay? It wasn't just me, but that was actually my experience as well. So it qualified that whole opinion that Farm Boy and I have about, yeah. Hey, there were some nice ones out there too.
Before we wrap up today, first of all, be safe over the weekend. You still got a lot of weather coming there in the middle of the country, and I know you do too. So be safe. I wanted to mention something fun that happened. Jamie and I haven't even talked about it yet. I started getting text messages on Wednesday. The biggest podcasting conference in the country is going on right now. It's called Podcast Movement. It was in Chicago this year. And I only go to this one every couple of years, but the opening keynote was going on, and I got these text messages from my podcasting friends saying that we were mentioned in the opening keynote. And I was like, who the heck would mention us? So there's a podcast newsletter called Pod News. It's the biggest newsletter in the podcasting world, and it's run by a guy named James out of Australia. And apparently he mentioned us in the opening keynote, and then in the Pod News the next day, it was a picture of him on stage doing his opening keynote with our slide with our pictures on it.
Wow.
I don't know what exactly was said. I haven't really talked to anybody yet, but
listen to these idiots.
Apparently it was all good. He was mentioned. I don't know if he was talking about longevity or what, but the slide said have reached 3,500 episodes and had our picture. And I wrote him a note and I said, well, I heard that you mentioned it. And then I saw Pod News and I'd appreciate it. I'd love to know what you said. And he wrote back and said, well, you got a spontaneous ovation. So apparently we got an ovation too. So
can I just please pray to the radio gods that former bosses of mine who they were doing real radio and they're like, wow, this sucks. Remember that time we fired that girl who's up on the stage right now getting a standing ovation?
Do you know what?
Yes.
Do you know what? That conference is attended by mostly radio people. So there's a chance. There's a chance that somebody you knew saw your picture up there and went, well, that's what the hell happened to her.
You know what sucks is like that picture was when I was at my fattest. I
don't know where
pictures.
He got it. I didn't give it to him. I don't know. He must have got it off my Facebook page somewhere. I don't know.
Let me see who the speakers are going to be this year. See if I know anybody and they can suck my toes.
On that note, be safe this weekend. We'll talk to you back here on Monday. So next week's kind of going to be a altered schedule for us a little bit. Jamie and I'll be here Monday. Then you and Lisa will be here on Wednesday. And then we'll be doing three special episodes, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from Equine Affair in Ohio. Ashley and I will be there along with Allison, and we'll be doing shows from Equine Affair in Ohio. Ashley apparently has relatives that live right there, so she's staying with them and coming to Equine Affair. So she has somebody to babysit the kid is what it came down to. So we'll be doing that all next weekend. You get some bonus episodes next weekend. We'll have lots of fun guests for you.